Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Henry in sick bay a bit today, but two great producers with us. We'll talk to them in a second here. On the side question, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So, you know, what is considered a slow news day and all that type of stuff. That's why I was a little bit late with Linda. Just a couple of things that get buried in all the holiday stuff that are not, well, one is earth-shattering. The other is just business as usual. Our buddy Mike, who runs Wake Up New Jersey on Twitter, Wake Up Jersey, just put out, remember when you would go over the bridge? All right, you had to go to Jersey, you got to pay the bridge toll and all that, but you in your mind would fill up and say, that's going to compensate for some of this trip over the bridge. Okay. Now, he has up on Twitter, Jersey will have the sixth, come January, the sixth highest gas tax in the country, six highest. Pennsylvania, we're still way ahead. Remember that whole deal, Christy? Yeah, I'll let them raise the gas tax, but we're going to lower the sales tax. They're poised to make the sales tax 7%, come hell or high water before January 1st. The other, the Commonwealth Foundation, are unbelievable. They got a big piece up that appears in the Washington Post. And the piece says, all right, maybe there were areas at times of some degree of discrimination, maybe, about hair and African-Americans. This was the Crown Act. Remember all that? And Governor Shapiro goes down Broadway and all these black politicians are with him. And the Commonwealth Foundation, Nate Benefeld writes, well, wait a minute. What about the fact that only 16% of black and brown children in Pennsylvania are proficient in reading and math? Only 16%. I even doubt that number. It might even be lower. And Governor Shapiro is the one that told us that he was for school choice as a remedy for this in some of these rotten schools. But the Crown Act, every one of these guys signs off on, the whole elite of African-American legislators. Oh, my God, we have the Crown Act now. And yet, on the thing that really counts, they want to keep people in captivity. That's exactly what they're doing. They're saying, you must remain captive in those public schools. Otherwise, we'll have no public schools. Otherwise, it'll be a bigger joke. They're holding them captive. They're standing, Josh Shapiro and that Matt Bradford guy standing in the schoolhouse door. That's exactly what's going on there. All right, so 855-839-1210. Today is Boxing Day. I'm watching on, that's what it is in Canada, meaning you put it back in the box and you take it back. National Retail Organization warns about returnerary trend. They're actually calling that more and more people returning stuff. What percentage would you say that you return? I would say one of the reasons the percentage has gone up, when you're shopping online, come on, face it. Can you really get a feel for each and every item when you're shopping online? I think it becomes harder and harder to do that. All right, phone lines again are 855-839-1210. We're going to be joined at 1230 by Jack Posobiec, nationally in the great influencer class, conservative, grew up here in the area. He's in quite a feud with several people, trending unbelievably on Twitter about his rosary, about saying the rosary, and about the size of his rosary beads, including Mark Levin. You know that whole Charlie Kirk AmFest thing that went on recently? I think this is maybe a carryover from that. But the size of the rosary beads and the whole thing with the rosary beads has people squaring up on Twitter today, the rosary, and coming up with all sorts. I mean, it's almost, for Catholics, it's almost like we're back in the JFK era of the stuff people are saying about the rosary, and it's pagan and superstition and things of that nature. All right, so we'll get to him at 12:30. This anti-Christian bias, President Trump firing away and announcing yesterday that he had bombed the Islamic rebels, radicals, holding all those girls hostage and murdering Christians in Nigeria. And he did it with the compliance or the connection or the help of the Nigerian government, who cannot contain these people. But this is, John, this is cut 14. The Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean, doesn't like that bombing. She thinks it's a distraction. So Madeline, how about when the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, and you and others were holding up those signs, you stand with these poor little girls that are being raped and tortured and stolen away by Hokum Baram, you know, the crazy name for what goes on in Nigeria? Here's what the Dean of Decency just said on national news about all that. Cut 14.
On Ukraine, President Zelensky says he's going to be meeting with President Trump soon to discuss his latest proposal. Zelensky is kind of putting out there what he is calling a compromise on a key Russian demand that Kyiv give up territory in eastern Ukraine. Zelensky says, really showing for the first time, he's open to withdrawing troops from eastern Ukraine to create a demilitarized zone in Russia, a demilitarized zone there if Russia agrees to cede territory there as well. Do you see this as a major compromise, a major opening?
I won't get ahead of President Zelensky, and I hope our president takes this all very, very seriously. But there are multiple points of agreement that have to come. Security for Ukraine, a path for Ukraine for rebuilding and for Russia to pay for it, and a consequence to Russia for what they have done. Europe will demand it, and the United States will demand it. This is what I wish the president were focused on. Instead of taking additional strikes here and there around the world, how about focus on peace in Ukraine? How about focusing on, and I sent a letter to the president about this, about making sure that the 20-point plan for Gaza is fulfilled, that humanitarian aid gets into Gaza. And how about we take up our role again as a leader in providing USAID to places like Africa?
Okay, so again, I'm sure the president taking a look at this 20-point plan letter that was sent from Madeline Dean. I'd love to be there. Well, Trump never sees that letter anyhow, but beside that. All right, so here is Trump reaching out again, and there is a sensitivity to Christians being discriminated against in the United States and around the world, and it happened big time during the Biden years. But here we have it in Nigeria, where it's more than discrimination, it's just outright murder. A Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. I was just talking about it with Linda on yesterday. On Christmas Day, 1991, Gorbachev resigns, and the Soviet Union essentially dissolved, collapsed. You know, I don't know if it was that second when he did that, but essentially that's what played out. In other words, Russia stayed, but all those satellites started their path to get away. And of course, we have Putin trying to bring that all back together. So we're looking for an all-time downfall. Like when the Soviet Union collapses, that's a pretty big downfall. I took two off, Bill Cosby and OJ. Cosby, you know, there had been some inklings prior to the big downfall, but it seemed to be like an isolated incident with that one woman that they agreed to settle out of court. Then all of a sudden, it was beyond belief. Then it became a criminal matter. OJ, I defy you to say, I knew OJ. I knew that stuff was going to. No, we didn't know that. OJ was huge. Crossover appeal racially. Big ads. Arnold Palmer. Hertz. The whole thing. And then we saw more the backstory of OJ. And then he became more villainized than almost anybody out there until his death. I'll take one more off you might not think of, but I think he gives a flavor of it. Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was, until he was passed over maybe, and he resorted to being the guy we associate with treachery, treason, more than almost anybody else. He was a big-time general and went the other way with the Brits. So those are my three. John, do you have one?
Yeah, Dom, how about Richard Nixon?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Very big downfall. One of the few I have to think about, is he the only president to resign? Yeah, I think he's still, yeah. Huge, all of his life getting there, winning in dramatic fashion, second term overwhelmingly, and then resigning to avoid going to jail, essentially. Good one. John? Kirk, how about yours?
So I have Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding. So those two were like top in their game in the Olympics. And one swipe of that that bar against Nancy Kerrigan's ankle, you know, got her out of the Olympics. Tonya Harding had this brief stint in reality TV, and that tanked. So two of them, they're on the top of their game, and they shot right down.
Yeah, it still is shocking for ice skating, particularly figure skating. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, those are both good ones. Yep. That's what we are looking for. Hit us with a big downfall in any way, shape, or form. Of course, I have to take this off. The end of the Roman Empire. That had a pretty big downfall.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, you're an empire that long, all of a sudden the Huns are there, and it's over. You're not an empire anymore.
So that means Joe's going to be has to conjure up something else from the other empire.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. All right, hit us with that. Get that in. We'll get your name into the hat. Today we have the winner at, let's see, at 5 or 3 or so, and I believe it will be Gallows. I don't see it on the sheet here. We'll have to find out about that, but we'll have the winner of the week, and it'll be a prize, and probably that, and we'll let you know as soon as we get it. We've had great ones so far. Jack Posobiec coming up at 12:30 today. Mike Donohue, Judge Mike Donohue, the head of the GOP in Cape May, will be with us, but your calls throughout. Hit us on the side right now. 855-839-1210. And this menace, this guy, I'm still telling you, in the end, you're going to see this guy is going to be 1-2, their presidential nominee in 2028, unless we beat him in 2026, Josh Shapiro. How could he be all over the place in celebrations, the Crown Act, meaning your hair, and yet still black, still black and brown children from getting a decent education? Well, that's progressivism. Worry about that. Oh, man, we cured that problem. Yeah. And how about the skill set of people graduating schools in places like Harrisburg and Philadelphia? Maybe not so much. 855-839-1210. Of course, we have in Times Square, Jesus is Palestinian ads that are up. Nice to be doing that over Christmas. All right. They paid for it. They can put up whatever they want. 855-839-1210.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Friday. Strange week when Christmas comes this late in the week. You get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Side question today, of course. Let's see, what, 34 years ago? That's hard to believe. When I went back and looked at it, I thought the Berlin Wall falling, but it took a while for the Soviet Union to start to dissolve, and Gorby, with a hammer and sickle birthmark, resigned, and then it really started to move. So all-time downfall, it could be real, could be fictional character, person, place, thing, trend, whatever, would be a good one. Kirk, I don't think we got yours, did we?
Yeah, I said Tanya Harding,
Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. Yeah, yep. Both of them. Yeah, yep. That was a twofer. Take
twofer.
That one. You got John's and you got mine.
Yep.
So get in with that. Jack Posobiec will be here at 12:30. Big stuff brewing now, the fight. I mean, you look at the showdown on Twitter over the rosary and rosary beads coming out of what happened at the AmFest and people being critical of Jack. The rosary beads are too big. They're getting to him. But I'll ask him about a whole array of things. And really good friend of Charlie Kirk, of course, big time national influencer and Philadelphia native. He will be here at 12:30-ish. Okay, this is Bill McGurn from the Wall Street Journal, and he's right in the world of reality. Is he right in the world of perception? And by the way, I'll wait till we're done with Jack, but if you missed it, Trump with the Santa line had some of the funniest stuff, some of it in a bizarre way with kids, like a little kid calling him in to the president. What he wants for Christmas, and the kid announces he's from Pennsylvania. And Trump goes off and says, they'll tell you, kid. He doesn't call him kid. whatever the kid's name is, Johnny, that Trump only won twice in Pennsylvania. I won three times in Pennsylvania. The kid's like eight. The kid's wanting to call and say, I won a video game. Another kid wanted didn't want to get coal. Wait until I play you what President Trump said to the little girl who said, well, as long as I don't get coal in my stocking. Trump had an answer about coal. A kid with a Kindle waiting to hear what he told him. Oh, my God. They have to have him do more of this. And I think we all agreed last week, if Trump was able to do McDonald's, could he do, I think he could, a supermarket going around with people as they're talking about affordability and all those issues, chatting them up about eggs. Hey, look at that. That looks like a pretty good cut of filet over there. Could Trump do that? I think he could. Would it help him? Here's Bill McGurn from the Wall Street Journal saying correctly something, what Democrats are going to be shouting now through the midterms, but he thinks this is completely ineffective. I don't. They got nothing else. For them, this is their only hope. Here's McGurn, cut 13.
Yeah, and you know, Bill, I want to get to the Democrats' message because I think you're exactly right. They have a real problem. But what's interesting is Democrats have been complaining among a number of things, including President Trump, but they've also been complaining specifically, what surprises me, they've been complaining about Schumer himself. Here's a clip of some of the Democrats calling for new leadership, and this is directed right at Schumer. Watch.
This is definitely a moment where this country wants new leaders.
Chuck Schumer's generation, Nancy Pelosi's generation, John Lewis's generation, they have so much to be proud of. It is time, though, for new leadership.
Do you think Democrats around the country think that Chuck Schumer should be the face of the future of the Democratic Party?
So they want Schumer out, but to your point about the messaging, the New York Times took note of that. Here's the headline. Can Democrats reinvent themselves as Washington disruptors? Since President Trump's rise, Democrats have served as defenders of a political system many Americans believe is broken. Now the party is trying a new approach. How do they do it?
All right.
Yeah, I don't think they do it
okay.
The way they're going.
Yeah, so Bill McGurn there saying, they're just going to shout this buzzword. Well, we know that. I know it's frustrating. My point is they didn't have anything prior to this. Now they have something to wrap their campaign around. Yeah, but that's not fair. The media helped them. We know that. That's what we're up against. They have that on the rational side, pretend, and really at the base, churning people up, hatred of Trump. You got to come out and vote against Trump because we can't get at him any other way. So vote against Republicans, not just to stop him, but to tear him apart. That's the strategy in a nutshell. The only thing they have to do now is raise more and more money to put that out there constantly. That's what they're going to do. And we go back to then, what's the Republican answer to that? Well, it's two pronged. That's why I suggested the shopping thing. That's to show that affordability is a big issue for Republicans. They're working on it. They're achieving on it. And they're going to see, come January 1st and slightly beyond, even more achievement. The other is the president, after rallies and in general, to say, as Susie Wiles said last week, his chief of staff, Trump is on the ballot. It's a Trump party. We're running against the Democrats, the Trump party. To try to coddle these reluctant Trump voters to show up and vote. And our fate, in large measure, is in the hands of those sometimes reluctant voters. There are going to be a lot of close congressional races. We're going to keep the Senate, but there's going to be a lot of very close congressional races. I'm talking a point or so. And in those places, it will be paramount to turn out those Trump voters. If they do and they buy into this, you're going to win. If they don't, then it's going to be very, very tough to maintain the House. And we all know what that means. So he's right. They're just screaming this buzzword, affordability, affordability, affordability. But when you have nothing, and then you have something, at least a theme here, Well, it gives you a shot. And the media is all over it. They can't get enough of the affordability. And on the downsides, we're going to see Mamdani, the first week or so in, start to fail and fail even more on what affordability. And we're going to see Mikey Sherrill. Is she really on the first day just going to stop commerce? Are there going to be price controls? Is that what she's going to do? It appears to be so. I'm going to ask Mike Donahue about that at 1:30. What can she do? What is she going to try to do in just a week or so away? She's doing her inaugural in Newark, not in Trenton. That's all about, you know, blue, big cities, affordability. You'll hear it again and again and again. So already, as I see it, the midterms are already set up. It's not like we have to guess about anything. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. I see a potential winner here, a couple maybe. Hit us with an all-time downfall. We've never done this one before. I mean, when the Soviet Union collapses completely, I still think, look, I know the achievements, recency bias of President Trump, but you're going to have to go a long way with any president other than Lincoln and Washington to tell me that you thought the Soviet Union would be brought down. And who brought it down? Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan pushed them with Star Wars. He pushed them with our economy going up. He pushed them by what we were doing militarily. And what happened? They cracked. Bringing down the Soviet Union. Yeah, I know it happened during the Bush years. You know that Reagan did it. It's an accomplishment that is mind-boggling because I never thought it would happen. If you were alive during that period of time and, you know, you were coming up, duck and cover in the schools. The Soviets are going to attack us. They're going to bomb a nuclear war. Reagan brought them down. He did it. All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly. This is a pretty good one. Hey, Lance, happy post-Christmas. What do you have?
Thanks to you, Dom. I got Blockbuster.
Okay, explain.
The reason I have Blockbuster because Friday and Saturday was a ritual for millions and millions and millions of people renting that VHS tape and then onto the DVD. That was Friday and Saturday was the epitome of the weekend. And they could have purchased Netflix for $50 million. And the CEO at the time, he declined to do it because he couldn't see it. He couldn't see that a streaming service would take off like that. So he declined the offer. And as they say, the rest is history.
I remember we were with listeners in Alaska. I don't know if it was true or not. They billed themselves, I think it was in Juneau, Lance, as the last functioning Blockbuster store in America, or at least, you know, in America, yeah, in 50 states. And
no.
All true.
No. It's Bend, Oregon has the last Blockbuster.
Ah,
yeah, he's
do.
Right. Okay. There's still one in Oregon.
There's still one in Oregon.
Yep, there's still one
there.
All
right.
Yep,
well, this was right. In Alaska. It's maybe nostalgic. Phony advertising.
Yeah. It's Bend, Oregon. People go there.
Yeah, I can understand. Now, that is a very good downfall. All right, so we've established how big that is a biggie. And, you know, just a new technology, not seeing around the bed streaming services or anything like it. Okay, coming up, Jack Pobosek is, as I said, one of the biggest influencers out there, was at AmFest, and is here to talk about the rosary and why on Twitter today people are squaring off of this. He's next. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Halls sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defining formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, that's featured songwriter, of course, Supper Darby. Our guest is pretty close to that, his roots. Jack Posobiec is the host of the Human Events Daily on Real America's Voice, New York Times bestselling author. And again, it's a stunning story. Somebody who worked here as a sales rep, et cetera, and also has a rosary bead, or rosary beads, if you will, that is having people square off on Twitter, including Mark Levin and these others. What's up with the rosary beads? Let's go to Jack here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jack, Merry Christmas. Do you have your rosary beads with you today?
Dom, Merry Christmas. Look, I've got my rosary beads on me. I always stay armed for spiritual warfare.
Well, the size of the rosary beads, for those, I meant to have a picture up here on YouTube, Jack. Is that what the bone of contention is with Mark Levin and some others? At least on Twitter, it's hard to believe that was trending.
Gosh, you know, of all the things that I thought that would be controversial, that you know, that I may have said, you know, politically, or you know, you come in a primary or some such thing, I really didn't expect that the rosary, the Catholic rosary, would become such of an issue. And yes, we do have I do carry a large rosary. It's a military rosary called Rugged Rosary. It's made by Paracord. And I say, you know, it's not my grandmom's rosary. You know, it's a nice man's rosary size. And look, you know, we held it up. We went out there and at the Charlie Kirk's Memorial back in October for my friend when I gave the speech out there. And, you know, I had it with me, and the feeling just kind of, I hadn't really planned it or anything. It just sort of came to me that, you know, why not hold it up? Just hold it up. And people really cheered. They really responded well to it. And, you know, I would think probably more of an evangelical crowd than a Catholic crowd, but I think there's power in it. I think there's real power in the cross and holding up the crucifix. And gosh, I had no idea that it would become so controversial, and people saying, oh, he's doing it performatively and he's doing it cynically. Like, no, just a Polish Catholic. That's what we believe.
So, Jack, what's the live-in angle now? Is this a spinoff from Ben Shapiro and what went on at AmFest, the first Charlie Kirk event after his assassination?
I do think that that's what's happening here. So I had done an interview on stage with Megyn Kelly the night before, where Megyn had, and she's waded into some waters about some of these things and gotten into, and she and Ben Shapiro had gotten into a back and forth, and, you know, he had called her out on the first night of AmFest. And so I, as the interviewer, gave her the opportunity to respond. But as they say in Philly, I may have caught a few strays on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I don't understand why they'd come after you. To my knowledge and knowing you, et cetera, you are very pro-Israel, you know, in the proper perspective of this, right?
Dom, I can remember staffing you when I was your intern, and we used to go and speak at ZOA dinners almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
You know, right there at ZOA, and with the RJC of Philadelphia would come out. And I mean, it's pretty long track record there.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Jack, what are you? Did you take a side on this whole thing? I don't want to draw you into this. You're good enough to come on in a day, pretty much off and visiting and all that. But you know, I'm not a fan of what's going on here with Candace Owens, for example. She got to meet with Erica. That ought to be enough to simmer things down, right? Tell me your sense of what's going on.
Well, I totally agree with that, and I was one of the people behind the scenes on that one who was saying, let's sit down, let's have a peace meeting, because there were some people who really wanted to, you know, pick up the swords and go to blows, and I said, look, you know, there's certain times where you do that, and I think there's other times where you can sit down and have a peace summit, the same way President Trump was able to have a peace summit in the actual Middle East when dealing with the actual Israel, and so I would hope with some of this stuff we could find ways to have peace as well.
Absolutely. Is there a point? What is the point of contention, Jack, though, in your view? What is it? Was it Candace Owens? It's deeper than I know, but her arguments, all these conspiracies with him, with Charlie being assassinated, bad enough he's dead, etc. But then to prey on that is just awful. Is that mostly what's going on here?
Well, I think there were people, Dom, and I didn't see it at the time, but there were people who came into this when Charlie's body, and as ghoulish as it is to talk about this, his body was still in the back of the truck on the SUV on the way to the hospital. And there were already people online saying, oh, this is Israel. Oh, this is this is the conspiracy, before they had any evidence of anything. And I said, whoa, guys, hold on. We don't even have a description. This is before they had caught the kid who was involved in this transgender relationship and the furries and all this stuff had come out. I said, guys, what are you doing? And I think what's going on is that there's one group of people who, and by the way, if you want to criticize what Israel's done in a war, and if you have, you know, an issue with, you know, Netanyahu and some of the, fine, you know, have a good faith criticism, but keep it good faith. And I think what there are, though, is people who have this bias where they kind of see it behind every shadow. And I'm saying, guys, I think that's just not right.
No, Jack, it is not. And I have to say for myself, and I don't want to draw you in. I didn't ask you to come on to do that. I have too much respect. But I interviewed Tucker Carlson several times over the years, once for my book. I thought he was one of the most brilliant guys in media, conservative or otherwise. He had me on his show a few times. I'm amazed at some of the stuff going on there now with him. You know, it's fine to be provocative to put the other side. Maybe I should leave it at that. I don't want to draw you into that one, but it stuns me to see this in the wake of this because, as you know, you were in Wildwood with us, and you see it around the country. The uptick in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination is stunning to me. I never thought in a million years young people would respond in this way. It's incredible.
Well, and it's all over TikTok, too, and I think that's a big part of it as well. And, you know, I can understand, look, Mark Levin, he's a guy from Cheltenham, all right? We know they run a little hot over there in Cheltenham sometimes, you know? So certainly not my first time dealing with that. You know, Cheltenham High, and I was a Kennedy Kendrick guy, you know, just a couple miles away from Netanyahu himself actually went to
Hall of Fame.
Cheltenham
Hall of Fame
High years ago.
Yeah.
They're in the Hall of Fame. I think a couple of years before Mark. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how a bunch of us, and we're all from the greater Philly area, and we're all wrapped up in all this.
So, Jack, are you on today on Human Events?
No, we are pre-taped today. We've got a Christmas series that we're going to be running, and we're going to continue that. Plus, some of the other interviews that I did behind the scenes at AmFest, and some panels and different things that hadn't aired yet. We're going to be airing that throughout the week. So take a little time off. And I was thinking of spending some time with the family. And we might just pray a family rosary.
I can't top that. How long does it take you to pray the rosary?
Oh, I mean, you could do it in about 20 minutes. You really can. Now, that depends if the kids are cooperative. If they're not, now we're pushing 30, 40.
Okay. Well, Jack, thank you. Where did we follow you on Twitter? As if you don't own Twitter, where do we go?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on Mark Levin's X page because he can't stop talking about me today. but of course, at Jack Tosovic, and Human Events Daily is the show. We're going to put out a lot of content this year. And actually next week, we're going to go back and look at some of the, we're going to do some veterans history and talk about, you know, go back to a look at Iraq, Afghanistan, and look at some of the different wars America's been involved in the past couple of years and try to put those in context of where we go on the way forward here.
Jack, thank you very much for coming on today. As always, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Jack.
God bless, Dom, to you, the entire audience. It's always great being back here home at WPHT, the greatest radio station in America.
Thank you, Jack, very much. You can clip that, Kirk. Send that right now to Henry. Major influencer right there. Come on, Henry. I know you're feeling a little. Let's get that one out there. All right. So the rosary. My God. And I didn't want to drum too much into the Carlson thing and everything else with these people colliding. You know where I am on that side. It's not with Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly, or Tucker Carlson, or Nick Fuentes. All right. We got a great side question going. And at 1 o'clock, I'm going to play you three or four of these calls of cute kids with President Trump on the Santa line and what he says to the kids when they tell him what they want for Christmas. The one little girl is particularly funny. She starts off, as I remember it, saying, "Well, I don't want any coal in my stocking." Oh, man. What an opening for Trump. Somebody wrote it with these kids. There had to be a conspiracy here. These lines just set them up perfectly. Here's how you get in, though. Hit us with that all-time downfall. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, all-time side question here. Got the downfall of the Soviet Union. Probably the biggest event in the last, pick the number of years. We're looking for a downfall. Real or fictional person? Product, thing, institution, whatever it might be, but a big downfall. Dave in Levittown is next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, good afternoon.
Yeah, Dom, I got to go with Pete Rose. I mean, Charlie Hustle. I had his rookie card when I was a baseball card when I was a kid. It was my favorite card. I always thought they should have put him in the Hall of Fame. You know, even though it's wrong to bet on baseball, especially if you're playing or a manager, I guess he was. But Rose, I never thought he would throw a game on purpose just to win a bet. He was too aggressive. He was just too much Charlie Hustle. I never believed that. So I got to go with Pete Rose.
Okay, the only thing is, though, realize, yeah, I don't think he would do that either. Baseball and pitchers, that's why they don't pitch in the All-Star game. You pitch a pitcher too much, you put him in that spot when you wouldn't. That's a major deal in addition to violating the gambling thing. That's what he did as a manager, I think. That's
Whenever I think back to baseball, like my favorite plays, it's him diving into third base or running the catcher over. Those are my favorite memories.
I've always been on the side, and Ray Fosse was a great guy and really got injured in an All-Star game. But he should have known. Pete Rose rounding third, you got to get the shin guard into him, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. Big fall from grace. I interviewed him a couple times, and it was nuts. You had to have your hand on the button there, the panic button, very much. Lenny Dykstra, even more. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. So this battle, I'm not sure how much it reaches out to the average conservative. Going on with Levin, Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and all these others. But inside, what is a huge movement, I mean, the Kirk movement, I think these are people that are going to vote. I think they're going to be huge in the primary, and they're with J.D. Vance, who I think did rather well last week at that event. I mean, I'm not 100% sold on Vance that he's the guy to carry on for Trump. I think there are others out there, and I'd like to see a bunch of primaries. But at this point in time, it doesn't look like Marco Rubio, for example, is going to run. Or even if he did, at this point in time, I think Vance would beat him. So, you know, we're not home yet to say that it's a long time. I mean, my God, 2.5 years or so that all this starts. I do know on the other side, Gavin Newsom's out with a new book, Young Man in a Hurry. Yeah, right, Gavin. And Josh Shapiro is coming out with a book, and he'll be on a book tour. And we have the governor's race with him, which is winnable. But we're going to need a lot more. Stacey Garrity has tremendous qualifications, but she's not known well enough yet. It's going to take a lot of money to get her known, first of all. And you heard what I said at the top of the show. Commonwealth Foundation, they do a great job. They just put this out today, and it's so true. Biggest thing toward the end of the year, particularly with a lot of the people in Harrisburg, we got the Crown Act passed, which says you can't discriminate based on hair. And mainly, it's African-Americans. Okay. There have been episodes of that. But they point out, where's Shapiro for African-American kids? Across the state, kids of color, only about 16% are proficient in reading and math. I don't even know if it's that many. I mean, it's that ought to stun people, 84% or not, and it's not that hard to be proficient. So what does that mean to their lives? The only hope for them in many of these school districts is school choice. You know it and I know it. Well, what's he doing on that? Blocking it. That's exactly what he's doing. Let's try David in Lexington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Don. How are you doing? Hope you had a great Christmas.
Thank you, David.
You know, you're exactly right. And, you know, that's a big problem, especially down here in the South with the urban population. And I say that all the time, Dom. I say, how can you not want better for your children? The numbers bear it out. This is not like they're 45%. You're talking, 16%? It's not even close.
Exactly.
How could you not want better for your children? That's how you break the cycle of poverty. That
well,
alone,
and David, I don't know about your governor, but we're going to see it pretty soon. One Democrat, Polis, the governor of Colorado, has signed off. He's going to take the big, beautiful bill money, which is free money. It's from taxpayers. By free money, I mean it doesn't take away from the public schools. Put it into the nonprofits. where people then will be able to apply and get school choice. Shapiro, yeah, by his lackeys in the media, has not been pressed every single day. What more do you need to know? The bill's clear. All the language is clear. Will you give that money or not? I'm predicting he won't. And I'm predicting Stacey Garrity is going to pounce on that. And if I were whispering in her ear, which I might be, I would tell her, bring it up. Hey, good to meet you, Stacey Garrity. You know Josh Shapiro won't take $1 billion for poor kids?
Right. You know, in South Carolina, we have this thing called the Corridor of Shame.
Yes.
And it's a strip of area around, along 95 mainly, but different parts. But I'll give you one guess who is the House of Representatives member or representative for that area. None other than Jim Clyburn.
Clyburn, that's where I was going to go, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who made Joe Biden president. I mean, more than any single thing.
And these people will vote for him no matter what. He won't even debate his challengers because he knows he doesn't need to.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So, but Don, for my side answer, kind of in honor of a big game tomorrow, my Tigers are facing off with Penn State. But I'll never forget the downfall of Joe Pa. I mean, he was a coach that, unless you maybe were an arch rival of Penn State, everyone loved Joe Pa. Everyone. And then what happened with that whole thing with him and Sandusky and everything is just horrible for him and for college football.
David, I put one thing on there. I admire Joe Paterno back in the day when he had Capoletti, when he had guys like Mike Reed who played in concert pianist. But there was one player, and I forgot his name, and he's a radio host, that I thought was an example. Yep, Joe is going the element of questionable players, and it was well before this came out, because he had to compete. He was older. I don't know if he knew what he was doing then or not. So well before the Sandusky thing, a lot of Penn State players arrested, the whole deal. But David, here's the thing, too, that they come after me, the Penn State real fan. They might today. Why in the world would you not turn Sandusky in? It's not negative to you.
You're
doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're taking a fall for somebody that...
Yes. Know. Yeah, why do that? I never got that.
Yeah.
That's a great
answer.
Though. Yep, thank you, David.
Take care.
Have a good weekend. Yeah, Joe Paterno, really fall from grace, to put it mildly. And if they had turned Sandusky in once they found out, people would say, what's up with him? Well, they did the right thing. Why didn't you see it? I guess they could argue that, and you know, but not to do it. It still shocks what went on here. Some of it was arrogance. They controlled the whole world there at Penn State. And we've been through this so many times. It's unbelievable. Okay, coming up, we're going to play you President Trump talking to kids around Christmas, what they want for Christmas, and what Trump's response is. We're going to talk with Mike Donahue. Is this Mikey Sherrill, really? The affordability test on day one going to freeze prices? He's a big-time lawyer. He's the guy that helped stop the windmills. And Bill Devlin, later in the show, Pastor Devlin has been to Nigeria, I think, 20 times or more. He just got a guy freed today. What does he think of the bombing? I think this is what Trump does, and it's very effective. We're not putting American lives on the line, but wherever you are in the world that's engaged in the type of stuff like what's going on in Nigeria, there's a good chance you're going to get it, be it in Iran, be it in Venezuela, or be it in Nigeria. You are at risk if you're engaging in this. That's all straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.